On November 2nd of 2023, Nintendo announced that they would be officially creating a live-action Legend of Zelda game. And let's be honest, one of the biggest IPs of all time deserves its day in the sun out in a movie. I mean, it's everywhere. You look around, you find Zelda everywhere. Everybody knows Link. Everybody knows Zelda. Many people grew up playing these games when they were just 8-bit games. If you haven't heard of Zelda, I don't know how. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody was very excited, myself included. Grew up playing Zelda games. I have hundreds upon hundreds of hours in Breath of the Wild. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Hundreds of hours. One of my favorite games of all time. I've talked about this before. But here's the thing. In today's day and age, nothing, and I mean nothing, comes without some level of controversy. It almost can't happen. If something happens and it doesn't come with some at least little layer of controversy, the internet doesn't survive. And those who are chronically online also, just alike, do not survive. Well, this new Zelda movie, they allowed that to happen. And here's why. At the end of the day, this is what it boils down to. I'm going to show you this right here. This is Hunter Schafer. Hunter Schafer was originally looked at to be the actress to play Zelda in this upcoming movie. Now, here's one big glaring issue. That is a man. Just objectively, I'm not giving opinion on this or anything. This is a man. This is a biological man. And so this was where a lot of this came from. People sat there and went, I don't understand why you would cast a man to play a female's part. And then you had the people on the left say, well, that is a man, or that isn't a man, that's a woman. Okay. Even though, let's be honest, looking at this picture, you can tell that from the right picture and definitely from the left, that is a man. You can see Adam's apple, jawline, all of it. You put on makeup, that doesn't make you not a man. Well, today, specifically yesterday, depending on your time zone, Nintendo made a release, they made a statement. And here's what the statement says. I'm pleased to announce that for the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda, Zelda will be played by Bo Bragason. That's this lady on top right here. And Link by Benjamin Evan Ainsworth. And they go and they explain, hey, we're excited to work with them. Yay, right? Well, here's the reality. Nothing is ever without controversy. You cannot have controversy, or you can't have existence on the internet, rather, without controversy. And you can sit here and you can scroll through and you can see people lose their minds about how dare you not cast this woman or man. But that's not really the root of the issue. See, at the end of the day, people like this who would rather get up in arms, they care more about the message than they do about keeping true to oneself. I think that's very obvious. If you believe that a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man, then you have no desire to prove to oneself. Your selfness is inherently bogus because you can't be a man who transitions into a woman and vice versa. That's just biological fact and truth. This isn't controversial, and this isn't an argument. You can't argue fact. It's pretty simple. But here's the thing. Bo Bragason did nothing wrong. She was cast. The crowd on the left and the right had no say in that. Nintendo had say in that. Well, what naturally happens? Well, let's take a look at Breitbart, shall we? Look, trans mob blasts Nintendo for casting a woman to be a star in Legend of Zelda movie. That's Bo Bragason right there. And what's happening? Well, people are losing their mind. You guys said that you were looking at Hunter Schafer. Why didn't you go with Hunter Schafer? Hunter Schafer is a very popular person. He is an extremely, extremely popular, celebrity. Bo Bragason is not. There's something to be said for that. As a matter of fact, Jace King, the executive editor, made this little note. While Hunter Schafer is the spitting image of Princess Zelda, I'm honestly relieved the film is casting relatively unknown actors instead of going after raw star power. There's that little backtrack. But wait. Hold on a minute. Are we backtracking? Is this okay now? Is this bad? Wait, I was just told that this is bigotry. Or this is trans hate. This is transphobia. Scroll through any of these. You'll see that. These right-wingers can't handle a trans woman looking this good. Now, we all see the Adam's apple. This isn't anything weird. This isn't anything surprising. But Jeff Knightley tweeted this out today. The live action Legend of Zelda movie has had its leads, according to Miyamoto. Zelda will be played by Bo Bragason. And then you see this lovely little quote tweet. Hunter Schafer should be allowed to kill Miyamoto. That's who we're dealing with here, right? This is what it's transformed into. This, my friends, this is what our modern culture has transformed into. And it's very, very sad. Because here's the thing. Hunter Schafer has been led astray. That's the truth of the matter. I'm not even going to take this on a religious aspect, although that's the forefront of it. I'm not even going to take that to that direction. Because at the end of the day, Hunter Schafer has had a series of events through his life where somebody has affirmed that you don't have to be who you are. You can be something different. And we as a society have accepted the fact that you can just change. You don't have to be who you are. You can be something. You can be your true self. No, that's deflection. That doesn't exist. I am a man. There's nothing I can do to change that. How is it that we have crossed the boundary where you can say, well, if somebody's genitals don't make them one thing or another, why does removing them affirm that? It's garbage. We are officially at a place where societally we can look at a man or a woman and it has no meaning. It has no binary meaning. And that's where you get your non-binaries and all this. And it's nonsense because none of this exists. You're either man or you're woman. No amount of cutting things off or surgical rearrangements will change that. And yes, there are anomalies. That absolutely exists. But it's pretty telling when you go and create yourself to be an anomaly. Here's the thing. I'm reminded of something. Back in the late 80s, Lamborghini released the pinnacle of sexy cars. It's the Lamborghini Countach. Now, the Lamborghini Countach is a very, very unique car. Not just because it's a Lamborghini, not just because it had all the right angles in all the right places. The Lamborghini was the stereotypical, I had that car as a poster in my room as a young boy. And they did that for generations of the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and today. I still love this car, and this car is older than I am. And they created something dynamic. They created something that was, let's be honest, pure raw sex appeal. That was what they marketed this car after. It was the sexiest car of the time. Everybody loved the Countach. And it wasn't, let's make this clear, it wasn't a particularly good car. But it had the spirit. It Lamborghini never backed down from being open about, hey, you may not love to drive it. It may not be the best car you'll ever drive. It may not be the best supercar you'll ever drive. But by God, it's a Lamborghini Countach. And it looks, my friend, it looks like that. And my God, is it gorgeous. To this day, it has held the test of time. But here's the funny thing. Back in the late 80s, Pontiac got involved. And they released the Fiero. Now, it's a Pontiac, and it is a Pontiac, and Pontiac did not have, and still doesn't, have a name and notoriety for the world's best, most reliable cars. They never have. It's a Pontiac. But that's not really what matters, right? Because Pontiac, it was its own thing. The Fiero was its own thing. And listen, it's not the most gorgeous car ever, but it's a two-door sports car. It's got a spoiler. It's got the little pop-up lights. Everybody loves pop-up lights. What's not to love, right? Well, here's the thing. For years, I saw it on Facebook Marketplace in my local area last week. You can still go and buy Lamborghini Countach kits, and you can make your 1988 Pontiac Fiero look like that. It's gorgeous. And to the untrained eye, rolling down the road, you would never know. You would never know. Because that's got that shiny red, those beautiful lights, the wing doors, the deep seats, the big spoiler. But up under, it's still a Pontiac Fiero. And here's the thing. In today's day and age, this is the mentality we have carried over. Because whether you like it or not, that is still, with its kit, with its makeup, with all of its designs and added wings and doors and whatever, up under, it's still a Pontiac Fiero. And whether you like it or not, whether you hate Bo Bragason for it, Hunter Schaefer is still just a man.